This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
are you still ordering food online as much now that most outlets are open? The poll at the moment, yes for convenience, is leading at 46.2%. Secondly, yes for safety at 25%. No, dining out more at 20.5%, and others at 8%.
Yes. Now, on Instagram, it's kind of flipped. Now we have 49% who say yes, they are still ordering food online as much. 51% say no. And we have a couple of messages.
We've got Owen Lee here saying, cook at home, much more fun.
Okay.
All right. Maggie Best saying, my daughter has been ordering more often now compared to early lockdown days because her mother has thrown the towel in warning her about the risk infection. This probably because if authorities allowed it, her mother's objections would no longer seem valid.
Right.
Okay.
You still have about 30 minutes to chime in and tell us what's going on in your home. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Are you still ordering food online as much now that most outlets are open? Now, moving on to our next story on the show today, and this one is about live audio content. Now, live audio experiences will be adopted by every major platform, just like stories have been on social media,
right,
says Spotify CEO Daniel Ek.
So the streaming service recently acquired a live audio app, Locker Room. Host technology expects to use to power a range of new live audio conversations centered around sports, culture, and of course, music. Investors were curious how exactly Locker Room would fit in with Spotify's current offerings, given the stream today is focused on delivering recorded content, music, and podcasts, and not some sort of live social networking experience. So Ek, mirroring what many in the industry have already been thinking, said he sees live audio as a new set of capabilities that will be broadly adopted by all. He basically dubbed it as the next Stories, a feature popularized by Snapchat, but that eventually made its way to every platform.
Yeah, so Ek basically said it's really no different than how you think about stories. Stories today exist on a format on a number of platforms, including Spotify, and then you've got Instagram, Snapchat, and many others. So he says he looks at live audio as a compelling feature set, and he thinks that creators will engage in the places where they have the best sort of created a fan affinity for the type of interactions that they're looking for. And he thinks that this is going to be very similar to how stories played out historically.
So in other words, each platform may attract a certain kind of live audio creator, and Spotify sees its own potential in the realm of music and culture. The latter, thanks to its existing and expansive investments in podcasts.
Now, if you're wondering, when did this whole live audio craze come about? The interest, I guess, emerged in the middle of the pandemic, right? That trapped most people at home and kind of shut down traditional networking and large events like conferences.
Right.
Don't we miss that?
Right.
But that doesn't mean that there's no future for the live audio format when the world opens back up. Of course, Clubhouse gets credit for the interest in the live audio space as its exclusive invite-only status attracted a crowd of determined networkers and of course, cloud chasers, looking to participate in the next big thing. But as the app grew more popular, snagging big name celebrity guests like, I know Elon Musk was on there, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's been there as well, actor turned investor Ashton Kutcher, Drake, Oprah, and more. You know, other tech companies began to take notice because of these big names that chose to get on Clubhouse, right?
Right.
And soon everyone was building somewhat of a Clubhouse clone. So today you've got Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, Twitter, Discord, Telegram, and even LinkedIn. They all have plans for live audio in various stages of development and availability.
So instead of starting from scratch, however, Spotify made an acquisition. So thanks to Locker Room, originally a place to discuss sports, Spotify say it will soon open up live audio to more professional athletes, writers, musicians, songwriters, podcasters, and other global voices who want to host real-time conversations. And the Locker Room service will be rebranded as Spotify Green Room via a company podcast.
Yeah. So in its first earnings call last week, you know, I think it was on Wednesday since this deal was announced, investors asked whether Spotify believed linear consumption of spoken word audio was more interesting than music streaming. Ek explained how spoken word content may only be the beginning of what's to come as the format evolves. He said, as more people start engaging with a feature in a medium, you start seeing more and more professional creators jump on board. So I think it's probably going to start out with spoken word content, but boxes, specifically as it relates to Spotify. I think there will be a lot of musicians that want to engage in everything from speaking to their fans to having listening parties and other things, because it's so clear to them that on the Spotify platform, that engagement drives meaningful conversation, meaningful conversion to monetization opportunities just on the basis of our revenue model. Speaking, of course, for the Spotify revenue model.
Right, and Spotify said that the biggest request it gets from is over 8 million creators are to have more ways for them to connect with fans. Live audio by its nature would give them a very direct way to do just that, given Spotify's reach of more than 350 million users. So in other words, live audio does not present some other slash or scenario with regard to music streaming. As the investors' question suggested, it's more of a loop where one thing feeds the other.
Yes.
And live apparently could also mean music, not just chat, right?
Yeah.
Since I can't go to their concert, right? For example, Ek hinted when an artist has an album to promote, you as a fan may be able to experience that earlier than the other consumers can. Really? Artists could also use live audio to talk about their thinking around writing a song, similar to what the Genius integration behind the lyrics today provides. And he said, I think it really comes down to the quality of the content, right? And I think when I look at our 8 million creators, we're some of the world's best storytellers on the platform, and that's ultimately what people will tune into, and that's what matters.
I love that behind the lyrics option. I really do. No, but one area that could be difficult moving forward when you think about live audio would come, I guess, would be moderation of live content. And we should know that, right? You know, because live audio presents a whole new range of challenges, you know, for any company, as conversations can go off the rails really quickly. And Spotify's position on drawing the line between free speech and policing misinformation or other inappropriate content is somewhat still murky. Now, what happened with Joe Rogan? Now, Joe Rogan is one of Spotify's top podcasters, and he recently advised listeners to not get the COVID vaccine. Yeah. Of course, you know, just to contextualize this, he said don't get the COVID vaccine if they were young and healthy, for example. So Spotify declined to weigh in on this particular controversy, but it has removed some 40-plus episodes from the same podcast in the past, some for seemingly lesser violations. Like, I think there was an episode on bulletproof coffee and its health claims, and they culled that, right? So before Spotify wades into live audio, it may want to first solidify its own values around the content that creators make. It will need a careful worst-case scenario plan for what happens when a live session goes out of bounds too. Right?
You know, but
we've got the dump button.
Right, exactly, right? So, I mean, if you look at all these things, right, it really is still good content. Regardless of, it's the platform changes, technology changes, that sort of thing. And I think Spotify should put the dump button as well. Right? Why not? Right? But you see, to me, it's still good content, right? We cannot be understand that maybe certain formats don't last anymore, but people are still going to search for it in every other way as well. Right?
And there's something about live content that just cannot be mimicked even in a recording. We know what it's like doing a live interview, doing a live show, and what it sounds like when it's recorded. There's always that energy, that special X factor to doing things live. So I guess, you know, live audio there's so much potential in it. But then, of course, comes the whole censorship part. And if you're just wondering what the dump button is, it's something that we have in the studio in case someone says something that's not supposed to go to
usually air. About 7 seconds.
Yes, and if we hit that button, then, you know, it kind of censors the last 7 seconds or something like that. Yeah. No. We're not doing it. We're not doing it right now. But like, you get what we mean, don't you? So coming back to our top story today, which is about food delivery. Are you still ordering food online as much now that most outlets are open? You have about 22 minutes to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we're going to tell you how an Argentinian man bought Google's domain name for just, I think, about 11 ringgit. All that and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bites. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.